Welcome back and checking us on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. In Parsha Re'eh, Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that the style of the Lord Hashem might have to change a little bit once they enter the land. And Chazal understand this to be referring to Bamos. But the Pasuk says in Perakim Beis, Pasuk Tes, Ki lo basim ad ata el ha-menucha vel ha-nachala, asher Hashem al-kecha no sem lach. That, you know, when you're going to go to the Menucha and the Nachala, the Menucha and the Nachala. What is the Menucha and the Nachala? So Menucha means, sounds like a rest, a place of rest. And Nachala means heritage. So what are these referring to? So if you take a look at Targum Yonasan, Targum Yonasan tells us that the Menucha is Ve Mukdasha, Dehu Veis Niyacha. It's the Beis HaMikdash, which is a house of rest, and Ulachsanas Ara Dasha Melchachon, and Achsanas Ara is the heritage land. So the way Targum understands Menucha and Nachla, Menucha is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, and Nachla is a reference to Eretz Yisrael. So until you get to the Beis HaMikdash, to Eretz Yisrael, and that seems to be Targum Yonasan, and I would say that Targum Unkelus is along these lines as well. If you take a look at Targum Yonasan, he translates Targum Unkelus. If you take a look at Targum Unkelus, it says that Ari la asesun ad kan leves niyacha. He refers to the Menucha in the pasuk as the base niyacha, meaning the house of Menucha. Sounds like what Targum Yonasan is saying when he says the Beis Mukdasha dahu Beis Niyacha. He used that same lashon of Beis Niyacha. So it sounds like Targum Unkelus also understands Menucha as referring to a certain house, though not specifying the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what makes this interesting is that this is not what Rashi says. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, El HaMenucha Zu Shilo. That's Shiloh. Shiloh is a reference to the location of the Mishkan after they entered the land of Israel. So the Mishkan was located in Shiloh for a long time. Hanachla zu Yerushalayim, says Rashi. That's a reference to Yerushalayim, sounding like the, you know, the Menucha is a reference to the Mishkan in Shiloh, and the Nachla is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That it's like a different stage, El HaMenucha and El HaNachla. And this, and Rashi is actually how the Gemara in Megillah understands it. The Gemara in Megillah in Daf Yud Amud Aleph translates Menucha and Nachla like this. So it's a little bit difficult. You have Rashi over here sourced in the Gemara Megillah, and then that seems to be against Targum Yonasan. It's definitely against Targum Yonasan, and it seems to be against Targum Unkelus as well. But the truth is that it's actually a four-way machlokus in the Gemara and Zvachim Yud Tes Amud Aleph. One that understands that the Menucha is Yerushalayim, while the Nachla is Shiloh. One says it's the opposite of that. One says that both the Menucha and Nachla are a reference to Yerushalayim, and the fourth opinion says that both are a reference to Shiloh. So there's actually four opinions in the Gemara and Zvachim. And one of them is focused on in the Gemara Megillah, which Rashi adapts here. And another one of those four opinions in Zvachim is what Targum Yonasan over here takes. And I would suggest that Targum Unkelus also seems to lean in this direction. Now, if you want a proper analysis of these opinions of Targum Yonasan and Rashi, the place really to look would be that Gemara, again, in Zvachim Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, where it speaks of those four opinions and explains them, right? Rashi clearly is in a couple of stages, right? There's first entering Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan and Shiloh, and then the next level is when they finally build a base of Mikdash. So Targum Yonasan would be a little bit harder to understand from that end, and the Gemara there in Zvachim does address it. But one point I just want to focus on, a very short point, the way that Targum Unkelus refers to the Menucha is a base Niyacha, basically a base Menucha. And Targum Yonasan says that it's the Be Mikdasha Tehu Beis Niyacha, that the base of Mikdash is a house of Menucha. What does that mean? It's a house of Menucha. Now, if you understand that this is talking about the Beis Hamikdash as opposed to the Mishkan, so you kind of understand it, that the Mishkan was traveling. It was a traveling, you know, makom of Hashem. And even after it was Shiloh, it was a little bit more permanent, but it was still a tent. And not until it became a bias, a Beis Niyacha, does it become really have proper menucha, where it's not traveling, moving about. But further is a connection that's often discussed, which is the connection between the Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos, right? We know that Shabbos is it's the Yom Menucha. We daven for a Shabbos that's Yom, or a day that's Yom Shakulo Shabbos U'Menucha. There's a certain Menucha on Shabbos, and the Beis Hamikdash is also referred to over here, at least according to Targum Yonasan, as in one opinion of the Goran Zvachim, as Menucha. We know that Shlomo Melech in Sefer Melachim, after he completes the Beis Hamikdash, he says Baruch Hashem Asher Nosan Menucha Le'amo Yisrael. Hashem finally, after the Beis Hamikdash was built, he says Hashem finally gave Menucha to Yisrael, or blessed Hashem who gave Menucha to Yisrael. So there's something about the Beis Hamikdash that's Menucha, and of course something about Shabbos that's Menucha. In fact, in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, one of the Pesukim that we quote, each paragraph of Kol Mekadesh Shvi ends with a pasuk, and one of the paragraphs ends Baruch Hashem Asher Nasan Menucha Le'amo Yisrael. It's quoting the pasuk in Malachim, and that seems to be about the Beis Hamikdash, but it's also we're saying it in the context of Shabbos. So this is one further point to think about in the connections between Shabbos and the Beis Hamikdash, that Shabbos is basically a Beis Hamikdash in time. The Beis Hamikdash is Shabbos in space. And on Shabbos, when we're entering Shabbos and entering a Yom Shekhil Shabbos U'Menucha, or Shabbos Yom Menucha, and we're entering that, so it's also as if you're in the Beis Hamikdash in some way, that there is some sort of a Menucha of a Beis Hamikdash that's being achieved, and that enhances many aspects of what we do on Shabbos, and gives a really beautiful new perspective.